Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The term mommy guilt?
I've heard of it.
Okay, do you know what it is?
You're guilty about something relating to your kids, I assume.
Usually, like, it's you're guilty because you're away from your kids. You're going out doing something. Like, you know, if I go out, I have mommy guilt because I'm not at home with my kids taking care of them.
Oh, that makes sense. I have daddy guilt all the time.
Yeah, mommy guilt is a real thing, but you know, sometimes mom and dad just need a night out.
It's very important, I think, to be honest.
And I feel like this year, Art and I have really prioritized, like, doing more stuff together and as, like, adults. Don't get me wrong, we still love our family time. But, like, this weekend, we have an adult Christmas party that we're going to.
Fun.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, cool, let's get a babysitter. Well, we have, like, maybe two go-to babysitters that we use, especially if it's an overnight stay. So I hate having to hit up my mom over and over again because, of course, my mom and dad are one of them. I'm like, hey, do you want to watch the boys again? Do you want to have them have a slumber party again?
You feel guilty about it?
I do. And I know my mom loves having the boys over, but I hate to, like, repeatedly ask, like, hey, could you watch them for a couple hours? Can they stay the night? Because they're our go-to, you know?
I get you feel guilty of that a little bit, but they are the grandparents. Have they ever shown any form of I don't want to do it towards you?
No,
ever?
No, but I've gone to pick my boys up and I can tell my mom looks worn down. And I'm like, same girl, same. But I don't know. I just kind of want to pick the brains of the IE right now and see, like, how much is too much? How many times a month do you get a babysitter for your kids so that you can have an adult night out?
Do you pay them?
My parents? No.
Anyone, a babysitter?
They get paid with hugs and kisses.
Okay.
By my dirty little boys.
All right. Let's help Kelly with her mum guilt this morning. Triple A. Kelly just introduced me to a new term called mum guilt. You and your husband like to have a date night occasionally. It's very important for you both, but you feel guilty about asking your parents as the go-to babysitters too often.
Yeah, I mean, you got to find that happy balance of, like, happy at home, and then I'm not overwhelming my parents with my rambunctious children.
So you want to feel better about yourself. The 562 here says, I ask my parents to babysit at least twice a month, sometimes more if there are special events or work things. There you go.
Well, and most of the time it's on the weekend. So yeah, I think twice a month is okay. Like, I remember growing up, my parents used to bowl, and every Saturday night we would go to our grandparents' house because Saturday night they went bowling and that was, like, their night to go out and have fun. So I occasionally will remind my mom of that. I'm like, remember when you used to drop us off at Nana and Papa's house every Saturday night?
Would you just put it in her ear every now and then?
I'm like, by the way, can you watch the kids on Friday? Greg and Rancho, how many times a month do you get a babysitter?
Maybe once a month, but when you say mommy guilt, well, I had daddy guilt because my kids last spring break, they stayed with my mom because our schedules are different, my wife and I. And even though they stay in Laverne, I would stop on the way home. Even though I go to Montclair, I would track back to Laverne just to see him before they go to bed.
Oh
my gosh, you're putting me to shame right now. Jeez.
Okay, well, thanks, Greg. You're better than we are. 424 says, where I lived, I was the go-to babysitter. I never asked for any pay, but the limit was twice a month for me.
Twice a month? Yeah, because if you're a babysitter, you don't want to deal with kids all the time. That's why I have so much respect for teachers as well.
Right? Well, yeah, you don't want your weekends consumed with other people's children.
951 babysitter, question mark. Unfortunately, my husband and I have no one. We're always never going out. We're always with our kids. Does K-Frog have a daycare?
I wish.
Yeah. That'd help you a lot.
Although sometimes I do feel like I'm a daycare with you guy.
Oh, you had to get that in, didn't you? You just couldn't resist.
Is it snack time? Are you ready for your snacks, guy?
Yeah, I'm going to eat out of benches.
Mixtape's got a little Hank, little Drake.